I bumped into Rob York, rural commentator, who has been up and down the road throughout the few days. And Rob, I'm interested in your take on each conference.
Ben, thanks for asking me. But I tell you, the most exciting thing for me coming down from Abergavenny was Tuesday night, a joint event for the first time between the Oxford Farming Conference and the Oxford Real Farming Conference. A nice cheese event, and it was great, 100 people there. The next day, let me think, Oxford Farming, it was then the big political speech. She wasn't able to say much because, of course, there's all this stuff going on, all this kind of Brexit. It's impossible for her. And then, nipping back to the Oxford Real, nice, juicy conversation with the National Trust and the CLA and some rewilders. It was probably not the competitive stuff that a lot of people want, but it was exciting for the fact that people were discovering, hey, there's that common ground that we didn't think existed. Talking about combative, there was a Back to Oxford Farming. After that, today was Monbiot, NFU, and the National Trust. And again, I think people were probably disappointed there wasn't enough blood on the stadium. But in fact, that was because it went better than people could have expected. A few little tricky questions at the end, which weren't tricky, but the answers were like, shall we farm beauty? Shall we farm this or that? Was actually not the story. The bigger story was the fact that people can sit and have dialogues together without ripping each other's throats out. And I think that's the future. Gone are the idealistic days of both of these conferences. There must be more crossover before Oxford Farming Conference and the Oxford Real Farming Conference. The whole thing is the real deal now. It's not about elitist views from either side. And I think it's time to bring it together for the greater good rather than personal reasons.